D-Stacks beat?
Yeah, I got a D-Stacks beat. Listen to the beat, y'all. Come on, D-Stacks, bring it in.
To Queens on the Road podcast. This is Latavia here, and let's get ready for another installment of I'm Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. All right, let's roll.
You got a D-Stacks beat. You got a D-Stacks beat. You got a D-Stacks beat.
Tired of being sick and tired. When is change gonna come?
So I am so sick and tired of being sick and tired of venues or events putting people in wheelchairs in the nosebleed section where you either can't see or you have to watch everything on a television screen. What is up with that? And I mean, I understand some of the reasons behind why venues say like we need to put wheelchairs in the higher sections. That's because in case of an emergency, we're closer to the exit, we can get out. I get that. But what frustrates me so much is that we pay the same amount as everyone else to be able to see who or what we came to see. And 9 times out of 10, when they put us up in these higher sections, we can't see anything. We can only see little dots, or we can barely see what's on the TV screen. So my attitude is like, if I'm going to pay the same amount as everyone else, I want to have the same vantage point. I want to be able to see everything just like everyone. It is so frustrating and it's annoying, but I understand their reasoning. Even though I understand their reasoning, me, I think it needs to change. Now, if your chair is anything like mine, it can elevate so I can either reach things high up or I can see over people. But it's only effective or impactful if I'm 3 to 4 rows behind people. The further back I am, the less effective it is. But unfortunately, not everyone has this function. And a little fun fact, guys. It's fun fact time. Not everyone has this function because some insurances think that this function is not a necessity. I know, right? What do they mean it's not a necessity? Like, we need to be able to see over people. We need to be able to reach things. But some insurances don't think it's a necessity. And that is the sad part. That is another issue in itself that we probably will get into a little deeper later on in another episode. So I just want to implore venues and event coordinators that if you do have people who are ably different, please make sure you are able to sit us in an area where we have a good vantage point. We want to attend things and be able to see and experience the fullness of whatever it is that we came to see, whoever it is that we came to see. We want to be able to enjoy it like everyone else. And it's frustrating that sometimes we're just not able to because the seats that they have available as accessible seats sometimes don't give us a good vantage point. And that is very frustrating. And sometimes when they do have an area where it's accessible seating and you do have a good vantage point, and even though it's designated for the ably different community, somehow able-bodied people find their way to sneak on in. And then it's not available to us anymore because it becomes too full, too packed. And now we have to sit in the rows behind where we can't see anything. Story time. I knocked something off my bucket list. I went to my very first campaign rally. I was super excited. It was really fun and I enjoyed myself. But there was one thing that annoyed me. They had a section there for the ably different community where you were close up and could see everything. And you guys would think like, girl, you got to see everything. I'm so excited for you. No, I did not. So I did not get to see everything because the area that they had designated for the ably different community, they had a few wheelchairs in there and mostly it was all able-bodied people. So by the time I came, they said that section was full to capacity and I had to sit behind the engineers. Yes, you heard me. I had to sit behind the sound engineers. And of course, back there, you can't see anything. Now, I was livid. I pulled 2 staff members off to the side and I said, you guys designated that area for the ably different community and you have some people in there who are ably different, but then you have a bunch of able-bodied people. And because of that, now I can't sit and see from where I'm sitting now to enjoy the campaign rally. And it's not fair. So one of the staff members, she did her very best to try to move me closer so I could see, but everywhere she put me, other staff members came to her and told her she cannot sit here. She has to go back to where she was. So that was an epic fail. I complained to another staff member and she was a very good listener, but she did nothing about it at all. So it was very frustrating because even though I had a fun time and I enjoyed myself, I could not see anything. Literally, my mom had to hold my phone up and record, and that's how I was able to watch what was going on at the campaign rally. It was so sad, but despite all of that, still had a good time, guys. I had a good time. So I say all of this to say, like, this is why I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. Because our seats at events or venues are mostly in places where we can't see. People in the ably different community want to be able to relish in every moment and every experience and get to experience something to the fullest extent. And sometimes I feel like that is not taken into account, but it's even beyond that. Sometimes I feel like our voices and opinions don't ever seem to matter. People don't ever seem to think about what we need or how we may feel. So I did this episode because we need to change. People have a lot of sympathy for people in the ably different community, but not enough empathy. And sympathy is something that is super different from empathy. So I think if we had just a little bit more empathy in this world, we can change a lot of things. You got a D-Stack speed? We'll be right back. So now it is time for the quote of the episode. And the quote of the episode comes from former President Barack Obama. I just love him. I love him. So he says, learning to stand in somebody else's shoes to see through their eyes, that's how peace begins. And it's up to us to make that happen. Empathy is a quality of character that can change the world. So I think this quote totally encompasses this episode because that is what we need in this world in order for the ably different community to make progress. In order for us to all make progress, we need to be able to put ourselves in someone else's shoes, see life through their eyes for a second, and then maybe we can understand where the frustration in the ably different community is coming from. And maybe we can understand where the frustration for everybody who feels like they're not being seen or heard is coming from, right? We need to just take a moment, sit down and reflect and say, Dad, well, if I was in her shoes, I probably would feel this way. Or if I was in his shoes, I would feel this way too. And maybe if every one of us do that just a little bit more, we can see how much the world would change for all of us. Not just a small group of us, but for all of us. So I implore all of us and all of my listeners, even myself sometimes, right? Take a moment, take a deep breath. And every time a problem arises and a situation comes and someone gets frustrated, think about why they may be frustrated. Look through it from their lens, from their perspective, from their eyes. See what it may look like to them and see how you can possibly help to make a change or make a difference, right? I want us to become more aware of how things we do, we say, or just overall behave can impact other people's lives in a huge, tremendous way. So that's all I have for you today, folks. You guys are awesome. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for subscribing. Thank you so much for running my numbers up. And if you guys would like to donate to Queens on the Road podcast, I have a Patreon account. There's 4 tiers up there for you to choose from. Please, please, please support the show in any way you can, even if that means sharing it to other people. Get it out there, guys. Share it if you think it's an awesome show and support the show in any way you can. I appreciate all the support you have given me so far. I love you guys. Thank you so much. If you have any questions for me, you can reach me at queensontheroad.podcast@gmail.com. Again, my email is queensontheroad.podcast@gmail.com. Thank you again so much for your support, guys. I really, really, really appreciate it. Love you guys. And we are rolling out. See you guys next week. Bye.